Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
How do pilots at the Denver International Airport tie their shoes?
Please.
In little Nazis.
This is stranger still.
Welcome to Stranger Still, a podcast where we answer the question you never thought to ask. I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Began.
And today is a very exciting episode. It's another John is Tired episode, which means you're in for a treat.
It's called acting. It's called the acting episode.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yep, I'm awake, I'm ready.
I don't believe it. I think you woke up like 5 minutes before you drove here.
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay, I'm sure. It's also exciting because we're going to cover the Denver International Airport.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what's so exciting about the Denver International Airport?
Well, flight is exciting.
Sure. Science doesn't really know how it works, but yeah, that's not what we're discussing.
What else? Nazis and the apocalypse, and they have Annie Ann's pretzels, don't they? Or is it Annie's?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if they do or not. I'll have to let you know.
Yeah.
So usually when there's a huge conspiracy theory around the Denver International Airport, and usually when we cover a conspiracy theory, we do it in like a medley, like with the JFK assassination. It was just all the theories and evidence surrounding it with we did the top 10 conspiracy theories that ended up being true.
Mm-hmm.
With Montauk, we focused on just that one, but it was like so bonkers it wasn't nearly as fun as I wanted it to be. Today is just the Denver Airport.
Yeah.
And I thought this was a pretty common conspiracy theory, but from the looks of our Facebook page and in talking with other people, I guess it's not as common as I thought it was.
Oh, wow.
The thing about me is like I surround myself with conspiracy theories because I think they're hilarious.
Yeah.
So I just like, I know all of them.
Yeah, I know. Nick will sometimes say to me, I'm jonesing for some Jones. Speaking of Alex Jones. And I'm like, that's a weird thing to say.
I only watch him on bootleg secondhand YouTube channels, though, because I don't want to support him.
Okay, yeah.
So
I watch him through other people, the windows of other people's houses.
It's not creepy at all. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what Alex Jones is warning against.
It's fine. I put my tinfoil on first.
Yeah, that way you're safe.
Mm.
Who was it that did a really good video on Alex Jones?
John Oliver.
Yeah. He put him in full context. He's like, yep. Who's Alex Jones? Well, Alex Jones is the one that said it, so he wouldn't say his own name. He's like, people are taking me out of context. So John Oliver put him in full context, and it was really good.
Yep.
Very good coverage. But for those who don't know, what can you explain to them what the conspiracy theory is other than Nazis and apocalypse?
No.
Or do you not know? am I teaching you on this one?
I thought that was our whole thing, man.
Oh, I am teaching you. I was just hoping you'd carry this episode.
No, yeah, I'm going to carry it. But if it's bigger than 30 minutes.
You say you're my carry-on. So the Denver International Airport was built in 1995 and covers 34,000 acres. It's like three times the size of Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. That's why they grow their special crops there.
What crops?
If you have an acre, you're always going to have a crop.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a rule in the United States.
Yeah.
So they're very good on their exporting of beets. They grow beets there.
And chemtrails.
Yeah.
There's two like main conspiracies that we'll dive into today. Because today's episode is a little bit weird. We're gonna dive into the evidence piece by piece and deconstruct it. But the two main conspiracies that will come up is that either the airport is a safe haven for members of the Illuminati in the case of an apocalypse,
mm-hmm.
or the airport was either built by Nazis or the New World Order. So I guess it's like three because Nazis are different than the New World Order.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're the same. Sometimes they're separate.
Depends on what New World Order you put them in.
Yeah. There's a few other fringe theories that will certainly come up, like that there are secret military operations going on underneath the airport, or they're harboring aliens under the airport and stuff like that, but those aren't nearly as popular as Illuminati and New World Order and all that stuff. So what you and I are going to do is we're going to take the evidence that these theorists put out there, and at the end we will do one by one whether it holds water or not.
Okay.
As our recap.
James Orbency,
like a recap
of each theory.
Yeah. Or the buoyancy, rather.
Okay, sure.
So, as with every conspiracy theory, there's like one or two big things that people point at to get the ball rolling, and then there's a bunch of other like dumb little things that they're like, see, look, this totally is because of the Illuminati built it.
Yeah, well, you're like way into the mainstream there, so I don't know. Like, I'll let you know what holds water and what
doesn't. Okay, perfect. So, as near as I can tell, the thing that really got the ball rolling was three big things. The first one was that they, when they were building the airport, they went $2 billion over budget, ultimately costing $4.8 billion with a B, which is a lot in 1995.
Yeah, B, which also stands for bunker that they built underneath.
Exactly, that's the theory, though.
With that money.
The theory goes that with the extra $2 billion, it went to building underground tunnels and certainly a doomsday bunker for the Illuminati to hide in the event of an apocalypse.
Right.
Just to step in and evaluate this piece of evidence real first, one article pointed out that going over budget on airports isn't uncommon at all, which isn't really, if you're a theorist, it's not a strong piece of evidence, because then you're just like, yeah, sure, because all of them are building doomsday bunkers. But one article pointed out that China built an airport around the same time for $20 billion. So $4.8 billion in the grand scheme of things isn't actually a whole lot.
And
what?
It's fine, sure. just believe them, then.
Yeah, just believe them. We can't see their tax returns. Release the tax returns.
Yep.
We'll come back to the tunnels in a second, because those are a little bit more interesting. I want to break them out more. The second piece of evidence is that there was already an airport closer to downtown that was functioning just fine at the time. It was the Stapleton International Airport. And not only that, but when the Denver International Airport was built, it was smaller and had less runways. So why would they build a less efficient airport when there's already a functioning one?
Money.
Well, maybe money. The airport was there, and it was closer to downtown, so it would have been more convenient. But the Stapleton Airport was like super old and out of date.
Yeah.
And it was hard to run effectively because there was like runways crossing over each other.
Yeah. And there wasn't much room for an underground bunker for aliens.
Yeah. So I think if you look at the map, it looks like there's six main runways at the Denver International Airport. But by doing that, there's no like cross traffic, so you have to wait for other planes to taxi. Depending on which way the wind's blowing, if it's blowing one way really hard, you can go off a different runway because they're pointing each cardinal direction. And they had new technology, so they updated everything, and it made it a lot easier just to run on that merit.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no problem in that, as far as I can see. You might disagree.
Yeah.
Do you think it holds water so far?
I don't know. I think you're very indoctrined, and I think that your research is biased. Did you get it on Google?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Well, Google's in on it. The third, and this is, we're going to spend a long time talking about this, is that there's just weird art and imagery and symbolism all over the airport. And some of it's gone now, but most of it's still there. Like, the most famous piece is this 32-foot statue of a blue horse outside of the front of the airport with its front feet in the air, and it has, like, glowing red eyes.
Yeah.
It's kind of spooky. Just to add to the mythology, at one point when they were putting it into place, part of it fell off and killed the guy that made it. Like, it severed an artery and he died because of it.
Wow.
So people are like, it's cursed and it's the devil's statue and stuff like that. There's also a bunch of murals.
Devil's statue.
Well, people call it either Mustang or Blucifer.
like that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of murals all over the airport that, depending on who you are, either depicts an apocalypse or Nazi Germany taking over the world and the world surrendering to the rise of a new Nazi Germany. Some of the murals were genuinely shocking, and I'm going to show you them and then suggest our listeners look them up. So some of the more shocking ones have been replaced since then, and we could spend a long time diving into each piece. So we're kind of, first of all, the horse statue.
Do we pull pictures of any of this stuff?
Yes.
While we're talking?
I'm going to show you Blucifer first. All right, so this is Blucifer.
He's beautiful.
It's pretty frightening. It's huge and weighs a bunch. So a lot of people either say that this is either a symbol for one of the horsemen of the apocalypse or a harbinger of death. So like when you talk about Nibiru, the planet X that's supposed to crash into Earth from another dimension, they'll usually say that there's a harbinger comet that comes by, like the Silver Surfer. Like, have you seen Fantastic Four 2?
No. Has anyone?
No, but I have. But I'm nobody. So it's just like a harbinger to say, hey, come here and destroy this planet. So that's kind of the symbology there. there's no real explanation that I could find other than the artist was kind of a kook and I guess wanted to make a giant blue horse that looks really evil.
Would you do anything different?
I mean,
maybe purple?
Well, I mean, you could do, like, outside of our airport, there's a bunch of artistic planes.
Yeah.
Could have done something like that.
Really care for those. They just look like sharp, like, I'm going to crash into this or fall.
Yeah, it's possible.
And cut myself.
And then sever an artery and die.
Yeah.
At one point, there was also a statue of Anubis that was at the airport. We got that right here.
Of a new bus, yeah.
A new bus. A brand new bus.
Wow, look at that. It's a 16-wheeler.
No, it's actually an Anubis. So for those who don't know, the Anubis was the Egyptian god of death. And doesn't get much spookier than that. It kind of just hung
death?
Around the... Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
Not scared of death.
You're not scared of death?
No, because when you die, you just pass on to the third layer of reality underneath the Denver International Airport. The instructions are all there in the paintings.
Oh.
I'm sure you got to that in your research.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll cover it. I totally have it here. So he just kind of hung around the airport for a long time. So again, it was either a symbol of the impending apocalypse and, you were going to die. So he was going to take you to wherever. Or he was, that's about it.
Just like a artistic choice.
Or in reality, he was an advertisement for a nearby art exhibition at the Denver Art Museum.
Oh, well.
Which is the reality. That's what it actually was. So then there's the infamous murals, and a lot of them are really weird, as well as I'm going to show you here. And if you're listening out there, just Google Denver Airport murals, and you'll get some weird ones. Like there's this one where there's just like animals caged in glass, and then the forest is on fire in the background. There's like a dead leopard on a bed of flowers, and then like these Dutch people, like a Dutch person in a coffin, and a Native American in a coffin, and a African American in a coffin.
I didn't see the dead people.
Yeah, and then there's this one where there's what's supposedly a Nazi soldier with a sword, like swiping at some people, saying "surrender," supposedly, while people are all lined up around this edge of him,
crying,
and he's also swiping at a dove. It looks
and
like
in our particular picture, there's a woman on a cell phone just completely defaced.
Yeah. So those are like the two most famous ones. There's also one I couldn't really find a picture, so I think it might be covered up now, where Satan is coming out of a briefcase.
What?
Yeah.
I need to see that one.
Let's see if we can find it here. I only ever, like, come across the same three. So, I mean, these are pretty disturbing just on their own right. So theorists will point to it and say, well, there you go. The Nazi soldier is saying, surrender to me, and he's terrorizing the city. And there's all these people, all these other cultures, like Native American, African American, that are being killed systematically. So, obviously, the airport was built by Nazis. What they don't tell you is that there's this other mural I'm going to pull up for you here, where there's a slew of all kinds of people from all kinds of culture. There's a Jewish flag, there's like an Israeli flag there, there's an American flag, a British flag, and they're all under a rainbow standing over the dead Nazi soldier.
Yeah.
So what the artist was really trying to do, and I think that there's some words over on the side here that are really hard to read, but it says something about peace. So what the artist was trying to do here was say, peace prevails over war. That's what they're trying to accomplish with all these murals. They went about it in a really weird way, but they're just saying, world peace is great, man. Let's have some peace.
Yeah. See, the problem was that their food wasn't very good. The food court where the peace message was.
So no one really hung out
there.
Yeah,
so everybody went to the Nazi one.
So I take for that what you will. I mean,
yeah.
If you're a theorist, that's not going to do anything for you either. It's just like, yeah, sure they wanted peace. Yeah,
we prefer the term theorist. Thanks.
Theorist? Sorry. Okay. I'll remember that for next time.
Yeah, theorously.
There's a few more pieces of evidence that in my mind don't really fit like the top three. They're just kind of piecemealed together. Like the tunnels under the airport.
See, a piecemeal. That was the exact problem. They couldn't get their meals to draw people to the peace. Okay.
So they don't really, they kind of pertain to all theories. So to me, in my mind, that just means like you can't have every theory, right? Like it has to be one or the other.
I mean, for normal.
Oh, okay. Well, so when we talk about the tunnels, like that's either for the Nazis or for the Illuminati or for alien experiments and stuff like that.
Yeah, except it could be for all of them and they just kind of share it a little bit. Shared space.
It's a shared
you got to make
space.
Sure you keep that part of it clean when it gets into your section.
Community center
you can
sponsored
make
by
it your
them.
Own. Just don't nail anything to the walls.
Don't put tape on the walls either. Yep. Ruins the paint. So there are tunnels under the airport, lots of them. That's fact. People will point to these and say, of course, it's for the New World Order to conduct their affairs after the end of the world or whatever, or they're hiding military tech. Turns out the tunnels underneath airports is actually pretty common, as far as my research goes.
Yep.
So, of course, people are like, oh, sure, yeah, huh? You just say that. But they'll commonly be used to move luggage around crowds. If it's really crowded there, they just go under the tunnels and pop up somewhere else.
Jet fuel, if you want to convert it into something that will melt steel beams, you have to collect
or make
it underground.
Chemtrails, yeah.
Yeah, so the gasoline from planes sink.
Uh-huh.
And since planes are on airports a lot, it sinks into the tunnels and they fill it up and they have reservoirs that they collect it in.
Uh-huh.
And then they...
That totally makes sense. The other thing, though, too, they'll use it for storage as well. But my favorite part is if there's people in a hurry, they'll travel through the tunnels. They'll be like, hey, come through this tunnel. We'll get to the other side of the airport. So they bring civilians down to these tunnels all the time. Mm. There's videos on YouTube of people going to these tunnels and there's nothing to be seen there.
Mm.
Huh? Right. Well, that's where the theorists say, yeah, this is drummed up by the Illuminati to say, look, there's nothing down here. But in reality, there's aliens and stuff.
Yeah, because let me tell you.
Yeah.
Let
you tell me.
So, okay, I did actually see a video once.
Of
the Denver airport underneath in the basement in the tunnels. Well, I didn't see it, but my friend's friend saw the video and told me. And so basically there's like, they're down there and they're saying everything's normal.
Uh-huh.
And then there's like a Coca-Cola can on the ground.
Whoa.
But they only sell Pepsi products at the Denver airport. So fake immediately.
News. I don't have a response for you. There's also a plaque out front that I'm going to show you that commemorates the building of the airport and also says there's a time capsule underneath it. So here's the plaque. Again, you can just search this on Bing or whatever you want to use. Let me get a better picture here. So on here, there's two big things. First of all, it says, this isn't one of the big things, but it says like there's a time capsule underneath for the people of Colorado in 2094 to open up. There's two messages from some lodges here, some Mason lodges. And that's the first big thing. Right in the middle of the plaque, you see the Freemason symbol.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, ah, Illuminati. The Illuminati built it. In reality, these two lodges on the side here sponsored the burial of the time capsule. They didn't pay for the airport. They just paid for the time capsule to be buried. And then there's also right here, it says New World Airport Commission.
So juicy bits. How are you going to get rid of that one?
How am I going to get rid of that? Well, people will point to that, say, well, it was built by the New World Order.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, it turns out that the New World Airport Commission is just a corporation that builds airports. And they chose the wrong name.
Yeah,
they're not part of the New World Order. This is just the New World Airport Commission.
That's the number one absolute thing that they would say.
Right.
Is we're not part of the New World
Order. If they were part of the Illuminati,
I don't know. I never asked if they were part of the New
it.
World Order, did I? And they're just denying it before I even ask it. It's kind of a weird thing to bring up.
Let's be really obvious about our ploys. There's also the Nazi runways or the swastika runways that everyone will point to.
Mm-hmm.
So let me pull up a picture of that for you. They'll say that since, like I said, they go off in the cardinal directions, it looks kind of like a swastika. I mean, if you really cheat the system a little bit, we find a good picture here. Like, these runways come right off the building. There's no arm. There is an arm leading to this one and an arm leading to this one, but there's not one leading to this. There's not one leading to this. I guess there is. So it kind of looks like a swastika, but like all of this is airport. That's not another runway that would give it the first arm of the swastika.
It's very, very difficult as a designer
to not
make
swastikas.
Everything look like swastika.
Yeah, I mean,
they come up in everything.
The official story is that this was done to cut down on runway traffic, like I said, and it's really effective at that. And they can take off in pretty much any weather. So if there's like 50 million mile an hour winds going east, they can take off at a different runway.
Yeah, probably not 50 million.
You don't think so?
No.
If it's post-apocalyptic. We're getting into the more fringe stuff here. So in 2007, there was an incident where within like a week or so, 14 plane windshields shattered unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So theorists will say that this was caused by EMP tests. So they're sending out electromagnetic pulses.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect us or our plastics or wood.
Yeah. It shatters glass. Yeah.
Yeah. Shattered your cell phone. No cell phones are hardened. Just the windshields.
No. It's to collect data from your, you know, nothing.
Oh, okay. Sorry. You're right. That's on me.
That one's on me. It's probably because you used so much Google. You got to get in that deep web, dude.
Oh, I'm not as cool as you. So the official story here is that the windshields were cracked either because of cold weather, debris, or high winds. Believe that if you will. I know you don't.
Yeah.
And then the last little piece of evidence I have here is one of my favorites. Because remember when the world was supposed to end on December 21st, 2012?
Yeah.
Well,
the Mayans.
Well, the Mayan calendar ended, mm-hmm. entered a golden era. No one ever talks about the golden era.
Yeah, which is what we're in now. It's prosperous as hell.
Yeah, totally. I would think of it more of an orange era than a gold era, but I'm just splitting peas at this point. I think I just combined two sayings, splitting hairs and pushing peas around
the
plate.
I'm just splitting peas. Okay, you don't even have to cut them. They're very tiny.
Okay. So back in 2012, the world was supposed to end, and leading up to the end of the world, Obama flew to the Denver airport. How weird is that? That his trip just so happened to coincide with Planet X, Planet Nibiru, showing up and destroying Earth as we know it. Yeah. Remember when that happened?
I think that it didn't.
It didn't. You're right.
It was misdated. It's supposed to be 2021.
Oh, well.
I looked it up on the website.
The Illuminati messed up.
I even checked with your precious Google. It comes up that way, too.
So I don't have an explanation for that. It's just like he wanted to go to Denver.
Yeah.
Because he thought he was going to die. Ending. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Since the world ended and everything. And aren't we all glad that it did? The world is so much better now that it's not here.
I wish. Imagine this podcast is just disembodied voices.
Out into the ether. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
that's what we're going to be, Nick. This is documenting us for the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. We could show our great grandchildren the time that we made that really dumb joke.
One time we all died. Mm-hmm. Made a podcast about it.
All right.
So that's all I got for the Denver International Airport. It certainly is weird. Like, it's just got a weird vibe to it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be going there.
Yep.
In a week.
So you'll be able to take lots of pictures.
Yep. Hopefully I'll find some murals. I don't know how long my layover there is, so I might not have a whole lot of time, but I'll try to take some pictures and find the murals and stuff. It's going to be exciting. Do you want to go over a recap and figure out if any of these pieces of evidence hold water after our break?
Yes, very much so.
Let's do that. Hey, John.
Hey, Nicholas.
Oh, where can people find us?
You can find us where you did. You could find us where you didn't on strangershow.com.
Unless that's where you found us.
Unless that's where you found us, then go back to step 1A.
Yeah,
and I'm with you. Well, that's the only step, is find us.
All right.
We're also on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook is where the fun happens. This topic was brought to us by you guys.
Yep.
It was added to our weekly poll of what you guys wanted covered, and then everyone voted for it pretty vehemently, so we had
Desiree
to cover it.
Added this and then texted me and said, did you see what I added? Did you see? And I was like, we already talked about this.
Yeah.
And then everybody didn't know, and we're like, oh.
Yeah, we didn't. We were adjacent to it. There wasn't any specifics because I couldn't remember a lot of the things.
Yeah.
Mostly I couldn't remember the counter arguments. I could remember the conspiracy theories. I couldn't remember how they were dismissed by the deep state.
You think it would take like 5 minutes to search the artist and see his other work and say, oh, this dude likes to draw Nazis?
Yeah, probably. Absolutely. I don't know his name though.
And I wonder who hired him, because it's probably the conspiracy is that deep.
Yeah.
It's like there's a guy that's a designer who's like, yeah, I'll take a risk.
I'll ruin my career on this. So I feel like we should go piece by piece and try to figure out if any of this holds water.
Okay.
And we'll lay down the final hammer on this bad boy. So first of all, the mysterious budget. The mm-hmm. budget that went to the underground bunker and all the tunnels underneath the building. Do you feel like that holds water?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now why? Why do you think that holds water?
Well, I think that, you know, you got to have you got to make sure to put at least a bill into your bunker. Uh-huh. You know, that's 1.1 bill.
otherwise, you know, it's not good.
Yeah. If you don't have that double hanger, what's even the point of getting an alien spaceship?
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to buff up the sides.
So what about the whole thing about the Stapleton Airport? They already had a functioning airport. Mm-hmm. They didn't need to. They built a smaller one, and it cost way too much money.
See, the thing about Staples is they're magnetic, they're metal, and it was actually named because there was a big metal deposit underground, which made it hard for...
Airplanes to take off?
Not for airplanes so much as like magnetic spaceships. If there's too much metal on the ground...
Like the stealth bombers.
Right. No, well... Kind of like a new Grot 2.
I don't know what that is.
From the Sector Z region.
Oh, now you're speaking my language.
Yeah.
So you think that they had to move the airport because they couldn't harbor alien spaceships underneath Stapleton?
Yeah.
Got it. What about all of the weird art? I feel like that might be the most convincing piece.
Right, right, right.
Do you feel like that holds any water?
I think that the art, the meaning behind it is that that's just what he wanted to draw.
Right. Oh.
He's actually the, what was the artist's name?
Stanley Ardenson.
Stanley Ardenson. That doesn't sound real. Sounds made up. See, so there's dismissing the whole thing right there. The guy
can't even find his real name.
He can't even come up with his own name on the spot. So all right.
You keep telling me about the art. I'm gonna look up.
All I was gonna say about it was that he was really bad at drawing people.
Mm-hmm.
So he just started drawing skeleton men.
Gas masks.
Well, yeah, he was drawing like skeletons, and then that looked like a gas mask. But he used to still looking that up, huh?
Yeah.
Still,
yeah. Keep going. Yeah.
He was actually shocked when he found out that people do have skeletons in them. And they're not just like scary monsters, that every human body comes with its own skeleton.
Yeah.
So he started to combine the two and just draw people because skeletons go inside the people. And that's why he's got like scared people because they were scared because they have skeletons inside their body.
Yeah, I can't find the guy's name.
Okay.
There's a few like different people.
Because he's not real.
Yeah, it's all fake. So that's on me. So you buy into the weird art? Well, that's the one you haven't bought into yet. So you buy into the tunnels underneath the airport. I got that one. What about the time capsule plaque? Do you feel like that's evidence of the Illuminati building the airport?
And the Freemasons?
Yeah. Well, the Freemasons is obviously the Illuminati. If you've seen National Treasure, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Benjamin Franklin.
I'm a cagehead. Everybody knows that.
There's got to be a podcast out there called like Cage Match where they only watch Cage
Cragey
movies, right?
For Crage.
I like Cage Match better.
Cage Match is better. Cragey for Cage is decent, though.
Yeah. I mean, if you're weird. So what do you think of that plaque? Does it hold water?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you got to get your funding from somewhere. And thanks to Obama funding the Illuminati with all of our tax money.
Back in 1994.
Right, when he was going to take all of our guns and get the Obama phones. And in order to appease the lizard underground order, he had to make sure that they were well funded. And the thing is, they're really big on lavish parties underneath the Denver airport. So they have a really, really big budget for like pigs and blankets.
Yeah.
But Obama loved pigs and blankets and he used to just like scorch them with his demon breath. So a lot of the budget went to that. And basically, what were we talking about?
You lost me. I just got lost in your eyes. What about the runways looking like a swastika?
Nah.
No? You don't think that means it was built by Germans?
No, I think designing things is hard.
That's actually true. What about the Obama's trip that hold any water? Do you think he was scared that the world was going to end?
Scared, right.
He was confident?
Probably, he was going to hit the button. Yeah.
That's a good point. They have a button underground.
They have a button.
Start the apocalypse.
Yeah, start the apocalypse.
It's like a cabin in the woods.
Yep. There's another one that says, take the guns.
Mm-hmm.
They're right next to each other. And God forbid they hit him at the same time. That's why they made them 7 feet, which is the official outside of anyone's arm length reach. Yeah.
Unless you're like Shaq.
Yeah, you can't hit both at once.
And Shaq isn't part of the Illuminati.
No, everyone knows that.
Because he says he was joking about thinking the Earth was flat.
Right, yeah.
So obviously he doesn't know that the Earth was flat.
Yeah, we thought he was a truther, but...
Yeah, idiot. So what's our final verdict on this bad boy?
Oh, yeah, it's... Absolute Nazi farm.
It's a Nazi farm. Okay. They grow Nazis.
This place it looks super interesting, but it sounds like... I don't want to take all the joy out of the world by debunking everything all the time.
Yeah.
But I kind of do a little bit. So the way that this worked is it's just like a weird artistic choice.
Yeah.
And that's all it relies on.
Yeah. There's
an old airport, built
pieces.
A new one.
So I don't know. This came to me as you were talking. Are there any conspiracy theories that you legitimately buy into? And I'll give you my example because there's one that always comes up and I'm like, absolutely.
I'm so curious as to what yours is.
Michael Jordan retired from the NBA because he was given the option to either retire or be fired for placing bets on basketball games. So he had a gambling problem, and the commissioner was like, he found out about it and was like, I'm either going to kick you out of the NBA or you can retire respectfully.
Yeah.
Because why would someone in their prime of the NBA go and play golf and baseball unsuccessfully? Like, he was at the top of his game at that point, and he even tried to come back later, and it didn't work out for him.
Yeah.
So that's the one that I buy into.
Okay. So that, to me, that says more like a rumor.
But it's totally, it always comes up on the conspiracy theories.
Yeah, that's fine. That's believable. The one that I kind of want to believe is, like, I'm so curious, because I guess conspiracy theories come from not knowing the details of a situation. Uh-huh. Most people don't care about details.
Right.
They just want to read the headlines and not have to think. So I want to know, when you're president, how much actual control you have over deciding drone strikes.
Yeah.
Because I think, as far as conspiracies go, like, versus fact.
Because everyone's like, Obama killed so many such people with drone strikes.
And it was 90% civilians.
Right.
And 90% the wrong target.
But did he pull the trigger or did
someone
else?
Does he say that? Or is it like, hi, we're the army. Here's 500 pages on what we plan to do in the next week. And he just says, like, okay, I'll have my other guy look at it and approve it.
Yeah.
Like, how much time in his day does he have to say, oh, it's going to kill this many people? How many civilians?
I suppose that number of time that he has is very low.
Yeah. See, I want to know. That's like little details like that on how that stuff works.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Thank you.
So if you want to tell us what your conspiracy theory that you believe in is, you should tell us on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you guys. Usually it's just like you or me or Justin or Jason posting on there.
Yeah.
So feel free to go on there and post your own stuff. Mm-hmm. Post pictures of your dogs. Post pictures of your face.
Yeah, your dog's face.
I guess Amanda posted a picture of her face when she got her
stethoscope. Oh, and everybody loved it.
Yeah.
And she got she got so many compliments,
yeah,
that she took that energy,
uh-huh,
of the compliments and moved across the country. She didn't even need any money.
Yeah, it's just...
it's like magic.
Floating on likes.
Floating on likes. We're going to give you all those likes. If you need like a like shower, get in there.
Post a picture.
Post a picture today.
Today.
Facebook.com/group/strangerstill.
Perfect. I think that'll do it for this week, don't you?
Yeah, I think so too.
All right, well... hopefully I survived the Denver airport,
yep,
and if I don't, there won't be an episode next week.
Yeah.
I will be in the underground bunkers because they found out. And
which means I will be reading a list of jokes.
Yeah.
Just a literal list. I will also introduce the numbers. I will say number 23.
Meanwhile, I'll be in the underground tunnels being brainwashed into a Nazi. I'll be a Nazi when I come back.
Great.
So, I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
This is Stranger Still.